You can't pray for an A, but study for a C. Hi there, everyone. I'm Heather Gray, a mindset and performance coach over at choosetohaveitall.com. Lexi is a student over at Mike Rowe Works. You might remember Mike from the Discovery Channel. He does a lot of the narration for their shows over there. And he also has his own podcast, and he is working to increase the labor movement and getting people to go back to work. Lexi's one of the students that came out of his program, and he shared her success in one of his posts, and that was the key to her success. You can't pray for an A, but study for a C. I want to help you set yourselves up for success, and we can't think or dream our way into that successful outcome. I can help correct your thinking errors. I can help you figure out where you're going wrong, but at the end of the day, it's always going to come down to, what did you do? What were the actions you took? And what were the actions you didn't take? And what were the actions you should have taken? So as you think about setting yourself up for success, I want you to get really clear with yourselves around what it is you need to be successful. And are you allowing yourself those things? If you know you work best in a quiet space, are you making sure that you're working in a quiet space? If you know that you need regular breaks, are you scheduling them? If you know that you need all of your, business supplies, office supplies, everything like nearby and effective, then you have that. Think about how you need your environment to be, how you need your frame of mind to be, and how you need your organizational systems to be. Because you're not going to get where you want to go if you haven't set yourself up for success. And some people can walk into that test on test day, take the big exam, ace it without ever cracking a book. But most people need to do that first part that Lexi talks about, the studying for an A. So what are the actions you're taking to get what you want? If you're not seeing the results you want, if you're not happy with where you are, before you start complaining and going into a fear-based response around it, do a gut check. Look at the choices you're making. Ask yourself if you're doing your best. If you believe you're doing your best, then we're ahead of the game. We just have to figure out what isn't working. But if you know you're phoning it in, if you know you're not showing up 100%, that's probably why you're getting the C. So think about that as you go into your coming days. If you have any questions, I would love a call-in. I love doing Ask Heather. I do it regularly on Facebook Live, and I'm happy to do it with you here on my show. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Thanks so much, friends, and I'll talk to you soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.